Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday, I visited with the manager of Ag Spray Equipment in Fargo, Jason Danley, and talked about the high prices of fertilizer and its effect on equipment purchases. Jason, you and I have been talking a little bit before we got on the air here today. It's been a busy spring for you guys so far.
You know, the weather that we've had, and I mean, obviously you look outside today and it's not bright and shining like it was last weekend, but the weather that we've had coming into spring here really has pushed things up. We've got guys that have been more excited in March than what I've seen in the last couple years. And so obviously that leads to some excitement in April and guys wanting to get out there, get in the field, get seeding started or finished, whatever it may be. So yeah, we're certainly very busy, and I'm glad that you could squeeze me in here real quick.
Yep, absolutely. Well, let's, if we can, just maybe give us a brief overview of just the types of things that folks will find at Ag Spray Equipment.
Well, you know, Ag Spray Equipment, you know, we are located here in Fargo, North Dakota, and we were formerly known as Horvick Manufacturing, and Horvick was in the region for 20, 30 years and really was a big name in this area. And then back in 2014, we acquired Horvick, and then it became Ag Spray Equipment. So people that maybe aren't familiar with that name, Ag Spray, may be familiar with Horvick. And we've been located up on the north side of Fargo, right off County 81, for a number of years now. And when you walk in up here, and what's been keeping us busy this spring really has been anything, you know, liquid handling, liquid storage, spraying equipment, and even getting into some of the dry fertilizer this spring. So, you know, really when it comes to any sort of fertilizer on the equipment side, we really try to be an expert to all fields there.
Jason, I know in talking to several different folks, obviously fertilizer is kind of its own beast and different things. Supplies have been short, prices have been up. Has that affected the equipment side?
It has. It's affected the equipment side two ways. One, demand for equipment has gone up, and especially storage equipment. The number of tanks that we have sold this year and sold early this year because farmers, producers, co-ops wanted to get more liquid fertilizer in earlier so that they wouldn't have this bottleneck that we're seeing right now. And now the other thing we're seeing is a lot of the distributors of fertilizer want to make sure they're sending out, you know, full loads, 5,000 gallons, 9,000 gallons, whatever that may be. And so farmers are being asked maybe to take on a little more fertilizer at one time. So because of that, we've seen a positive impact in our business where, you know, we've had tanks available going out the door and taking care of customers early on, and we've been staying up with that demand. Now we've hit that bottleneck a lot like the fertilizer industry in terms of getting the fertilizer to the customer. Well, now we're having issues getting product to the customers just because of supply and demand issues. There's a lot of manufacturers out there, you know, that had been tripped up this spring. And really, it kind of started last fall. We knew there would be supply chain issues. We just kind of thought that maybe they would be remedied a little bit here this spring. But there's definitely been bumps in the road from our suppliers, from the people that we get parts and pieces from all across the country and really all across the world. So it has been a little bit of a crazy go this spring, just trying to get things covered.
Right. Is the border closing kind of affecting you at all? Is that a part of this?
Yeah, it really has been. There is some product that we do get out of Canada that has been delayed. And the other part really has been customers, too. We have got a lot of Canadian customers that will come right down the interstate and come either buy from us or, you know, work with, you know, one of the distributors out there to get the packages and parts across to them. We have not seen that as much this year. We still have, you know, some of those, some of that demand coming in, but certainly not like we've heard in the last couple years. You know, the border closing, you know, has affected us a little bit in that way.
Again, that was Jason Danley, the regional manager for Ag Spray Equipment. This is Inside Agriculture.